From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is taking his campaign for criminal justice reform to Newark, New Jersey. This hour, he is visiting a halfway house where, as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, Obama is speaking about helping former inmates reenter society.
The president is visiting Integrity House in Newark, a residential treatment program that helps former inmates and others overcome substance abuse. The visit comes as the federal government is preparing to release thousands of prisoners, most of whom were locked up for drug trafficking crimes and had their sentences reduced under revised guidelines. Obama has pushed for a reevaluation of decades-old get-tough policies that resulted in a quadrupling of the U.S. prison population since 1980. His administration says an important part of that is helping former prisoners get their lives on track. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates argued in a speech last week, prisoner rehabilitation is crime prevention. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Federal investigators are confirming that the sunken wreckage located off the Bahamas is indeed that of El Faro. The cargo vessel went down during a hurricane last month. 33 people on board died. Most of them were Americans. 5 were from Poland. Relatives of the crew are suing the ship's owner, Tote Inc. They allege El Faro was not seaworthy. On Friday, Tote filed for liability protection in federal court in Florida. Violent Islamist extremists in Somalia have ambushed a group of military recruits southwest of the capital, Mogadishu. At least 15 soldiers are reported to have been killed. Al-Shabaab says it was behind the assault. It comes a day after at least 13 people were killed when Al-Shabaab militants stormed a hotel in the Somali capital. After watching the death rate decline for decades among white, middle-aged Americans, researchers now find the numbers have unexpectedly gone the other way. NPR's Rob Stein reports on the details published today in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
Researchers at Princeton analyzed the death rate in the United States between 1999 and 2013. To their surprise, they discovered that for one big group, the mortality rate has been rising, whites between the ages of 45 and 54. Instead of dropping 2% a year, it increased about 0.5% every year during that period. The researchers say the increase is being driven by several factors, including a rise in suicides and overdoses from prescription painkillers like OxyContin and illegal drugs like heroin. It's unclear why that's been happening, but the researchers speculate that the bad economy may have played a role. Rob Stein, NPR News.
At last glance on Wall Street, the Dow was up 158 points at 17,822. This is NPR News. In Syria, activists say Russian airstrikes have pushed back ISIS militants from a Christian town in central Syria. NPR's Allison Muse reports hundreds of families have been displaced by an ongoing ISIS offensive.
Activists say Russian warplanes are pounding the outskirts of Sadat, a Christian town in Homs province. Syrian state media also report Russian strikes in the province. One activist says that ISIS was on the verge of entering the town before the strikes. Now the militants are regrouping in a neighboring town that they seized the day before. In recent months, ISIS has advanced from its desert stronghold Palmyra to more densely populated areas, pushing back forces loyal to Bashar al-Assad. Thousands have been displaced by the advance and subsequent airstrikes. Now many families are fleeing for the second time, and ISIS is a step closer to Homs city, a bastion of regime support. Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
Migrants and refugees are still risking the dangerous trek across the Aegean Sea in hopes of reaching Europe. That risk has cost nearly 24 additional lives over the weekend, and far more in recent weeks and months, as Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
At least 71 people, including 34 children, have drowned in a week trying to reach Greece from Turkey. The United Nations says 218,000 migrants crossed the Mediterranean Sea to Europe in October alone, nearly as high as the number of crossings in all of last year.
That's Joanna Kakissis reporting from Athens. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.